A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said, "What is the kingdom of God like? To what can I compare it? It's like a mustard seed that a man took and planted in the garden, and when it was fully grown, it became a large bush, and all the birds of the sky dwelt in its branches." Again he said, "To what shall I compare the kingdom of God? It is like yeast that a woman took and mixed with 3 measures of wheat flour until a whole batch of dough was leavened." The Gospel of the Lord. It's All Hallows' Eve. When the ancients felt the veil between the living and the dead was thin and the spirits could pass through. It doesn't take much to hear the sounds of spooks and goblins on TV or radio or with other people. But it is the eve of All Saints as well, when we begin to celebrate those saints who are alive in Christ, whose chorus of prayer and praise we depend upon. When the season in the Northern Hemisphere moves toward the dying of autumn and days become shorter, for we awake in darkness and night falls earlier, sometimes, it seems, we cannot see God in our lives. What is the kingdom of God when you are in ruins from a hurricane, fire, disease, violence, or earthquake? It's no wonder that we look for hope which cannot be seen. As the letter to the Romans reminds us, if we hope for what we do not see, we wait with endurance. We have seen much endurance throughout the world. And today's gospel reminds us of the hope that we can celebrate. God's presence that begins now, unseen as in a seed, but whose potential can make that presence a visible home. Or if you place leaven in the flour, it's seemingly invisible, yet we know how it raises the dough. We are called to be seed and leaven for a world in which hope is in short supply. It is the small acts of kindness and compassion that can give rise to God's presence and make it visible. What is the kingdom of God like? Someone doing some chores before being asked? A person providing a helping hand to a neighbor? One who smiles at and thanks a store clerk? Someone organizing collections for those most in need? A child sending a card to a relative who is sick or at a distance? It's like the first responders. What is the kingdom of God like? It is simply little things and big ones that make the love of God real. The kingdom of God is not just for those after death. It's for us to make real now. Today, what small acts will you do to raise up a home and a place where God is found on this earth?